looks like baby vomit.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
This guy, Sean Young. What do I know him from?
No, the lady, Sean Young. You know her from the...
Oh, I'm sorry. Lady. All right.
Kevin Costner's sex scene, No Way Out.
No Way Out. That's it. It's a lady.
Back in the day, super sexy.
She's a lady.
It's a lady.
So here she is. She's drunk at an award ceremony. It's a lady, Sean.
That's a friend, no? Thank you, John. Thank you, Kathy, for sending me this script.
Come on, get you.
Who said that to me?
Come on, get to it.
Have another cocktail. Anyway, thank you very much. I want to thank the DGA. And why don't you finish my speech, darling? Thank you.
Who's the actor?
The Don and Mike Show.
That's what I was wondering.
Even funnier than a barrel of faggots. The Don and Mike Show.
What do you think, Jackson?
That was funny.
So yeah, Sean Taylor is the former Washington Redskin.
Right.
That passed away.
Sean Young is the has-been actress that apparently was very drunk at this function and had to be removed.
And didn't she flip out? Didn't she want to be the Catwoman? When they were making that movie, didn't she show up like in a Catwoman outfit all...
Yeah, auditioning for the Catwoman.
Wasn't quite right.
All didn't get the role. Halle Berry got it.
Although, boy, she sure is a nasty little girl in that Kevin Costner movie where they're doing it all over the place.
Yeah, and there was a picture of her, a recent picture, and she's held up pretty well. She doesn't look too bad.
Isn't she, like, wingerish, though?
She's definitely...
and I don't mean the band Winger, I mean Deborah Winger.
Yeah. She was more voluptuous when she made that film, her. No Way Out.
Yeah. That's her at the ceremony.
That's her. Oh. Well, that's great. You know what I love is when he shows me a picture, and it's like what someone took with a cell phone.
Yeah. All right, well...
I love to screw you up, Don.
I guess so.
Yeah, you see, she's
that's a tough picture to get a bead on her. Is she...
You can't tell. You can just see one arm up in the air.
She's always been like the bad girl. And she's been a little quirky.
James Woods accused her of stalking him. That's where her crazy reputation began.
But here's the deal. As much as Sean Young is the villainous in all of this, I thought the guy was a sanctimonious bastard that was up at the podium.
Who was the
guy that's up there going, yes, friends, he is taking too long to speak.
Uh-huh. Honey, I'll let you finish my speech.
Do we know who the actor was that was, or was it a director? Or, I mean, it was the Directors Guild Awards.
Oh, hold on, it's probably by that grainy picture. Got it?
You're looking it up.
Sounded almost like David Duchovny.
Let's give him just a moment.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Director Julian Schnabel.
Oh, you're making that up.
Julian Schnabel.
No, he's not Schnabel.
He's approaching the microphone.
Schnabel?
The man who approached the microphone was called Director Julian Schnabel.
That's right. I'm Prince von Julian Schnabel.
He was nominated for his movie, and I just got this on DVD, The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Oh, I got it, too. You must have got it. Yesterday was Tuesday. New release day.
Yeah, we ran out and got it in widescreen, and mine was signed by Julian Schnabel.
So Julian Schnabel is the kind of self-important hump that was up at the podium.
Yeah. Yesterday, Sean announced she's in rehab.
Yeah, right after the incident.
Oh, God.
And they carried her out, then she went to rehab.
Wait, so you get drunk at a party, and you're in rehab the next
day? Leave Britney Spears alone right now!
I say put Schnabel in rehab.
Schnabel?
But she should be on that show. That would be great if she was on Celebrity Rehab.
Maybe she will be.
Not bad. Did you see the nice on the TMZ, the picture of Britney today?
No.
Sitting by the curb.
Oh, crying?
Big fat ass legs. Mm-hmm. I guess waiting for a car. Is that what she was waiting for? She was waiting for a ride.
I think she was waiting for a ride or one of her many assistants to arrive. She had, you know, I can't even keep track of this guy Lufty and this Adnan, whoever this guy. I mean, she's got all these different people around her. But there was some fight that she had with a former publicist. She's got so many people.
It was great. I still love her. This picture, she's just all dirty and sick.
I think she is legitimately.
Side of the road.
You know, all this hype, but I do think she is legitimately messed up.
Oh, yeah.
And I do think that.
That's a turn on, man.
Could you see yourself driving her around Hollywood? You know?
I think.
Late night trips to the Rite Aid.
Let me just phrase this the right way. Yeah. If I was ever given the opportunity.
Yes, Dr. Phil.
I believe my infatuation with Britney Spears would end, and I mean the nanosecond that the swimmers are dropped off.
Yeah, okay.
That's the point that I want to get to.
So until that point, would you have a plan for her? Like, for example, would you have a strategy if you, you know, obviously that probably can't happen immediately. So you would have to be injected into her life in a slightly different way. Mm. Do you have a game plan for what you would do with Brittany to perhaps...
like any of these dumbasses.
Put her on the straight and narrow?
That work their way into her inner circle. You know, tell her about her Tai Chi and tell her about her inner soul. And
right.
Whatever crap it would take to get her into bed.
See, I would have figured the first thing you'd want to do would be a bath. You want to run her a nice hot bath.
Well, that, Mike, that's all part of it. That all comes with the sweet
right.
release.
It's understood.
Because you know what I like. And that for me, that works right in the bathtub.
It would be right into the wheelhouse.
And that's the problem.
Would you wash her feet?
No.
Would you touch her feet?
I might put those Chinese pads on her feet.
Kanoki pads?
God, I don't use those anymore.
That's the thing. When you know you love a woman and when you don't love a woman.
How do you know?
You guys have been there. You know what I mean? Like, you chase a woman, and then, you know, as soon as you're done, the moment you're done, it's like you look around and you go, oh, Christ, this is bad.
Yeah. I mean, no, you're just like, really, I don't want to say this. I'm really going to sound cold when I say this, but if you don't have that kind of passion there, as far as guys are concerned, the person almost becomes kind of a non-person.
And I've been chasing after Britney Spears in the strawberry fields of my mind.
Just right. with pure lust, with nothing. You know, because you read the headlines, you know what she's all about.
I don't
You're not a
doing
fan
it.
Of that. You don't like that behavior.
Nah,
but there's
it?
Something about
she's
her that
trash.
Arouses your carnal lust.
I would be interested until the bottle came off the cap.
Uh-huh.
Right.
When the bottle comes off, and I mean at that instant, as soon as the bottle's
empty. You do it sneaky like, too. You wouldn't do it with a big flame out. You wouldn't do it with a big blow up. You'd finish and then say, hey, listen, can I go down to the Rite Aid and pick up a pack of Marlboro Lights?
When I'd never be back.
And you'd be at the, you know, you'd be going right to LAX. It would be all over.
But I know in my limited experience with women, hey, we've all been there. God knows we've all been there. Mm-hmm. I guess am I going to be the only one that says
it?
No.
What do you mean there? Like with a woman that you're not necessarily madly in love with?
No, with a woman that, you know, it's like you've waited and waited and waited, and then as soon as it's over, it's like you go, oh, what am I doing laying with her?
It's like you think you really, really want ice cream, and then you get ice cream, and you I have an upset stomach. It's kind of like that.
See, I don't know if I've been there. Where I've been is... in a relationship, probably, and in a few of them where it wouldn't really matter one way or the other, the person went away, but as long as the person was there, there was a satisfaction factor.
I'm basing this strictly
on... you're talking about the one-nighter.
One hits. I mean, long before I was, you know...
You probably more... I didn't do a lot of... I didn't get success with a lot of that.
With Blessed Frieda, and now, of course, with Janet. I mean, I love her. I love being monogamous. I do, but there was a point in my young DJ life, you know, I mean, come on. Every guy's been through that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been through it.
Right, especially with one that you've chased for a long time, and you finally get there, and
it's so not satisfying.
As soon as you're done. I mean, it's satisfying until you're done. And then the moment you're done, here's the dream scenario. Okay, I will never see you again. We will never speak about this.
Right.
Where are my pants? And, oh, yeah, you got 50 cents for that meter outside.
Even better, you want to say something along the lines of, hey, the room next door is on fire. You've got 15 seconds to leave. Please leave as quickly as possible.
See, but not the opposite side of being that. You know, for instance, now, when the bottle comes off the cap now, I like snuggling. I do.
Well, there are degrees with all of this thing. You know, you're in a very, very nice relationship. I'm in a wonderful relationship, monogamous relationships right now. But the fact is, it's not all or nothing. For example, if you're
talking about relationships right now,
you're talking about a one
right
night
now, Mike,
stand.
What time is it?
You're talking about a one night stand. And
I
the
think
fact
you will
is,
want to retrace what you just said.
What did I just say?
That I believe that will bite you in the ass.
How so?
We're in monogamous relationships right now.
Oh.
At the moment.
Well,
I just want to help you on that.
I hope to be forever. Let me correct that. I hope to be forever. But there are degrees, don't you agree, that you're talking what you're talking about is the one night stand where you sit there and say, okay, leave. I don't want to see you again.
Like I would with Britney Spears.
But don't you believe
that's what I fantasize about.
And then at the far end is what both you and myself and Buzz, we are all in wonderful, solid relationships. Mm-hmm. And that's where you
thanks,
know you.
Thanks for leaving Rob out.
You do. God, I can't talk today. I'm messing up all over the place.
You had it right.
I'm sorry, I had it right. Exactly.
100% right.
So, but in between, don't you think that there are degrees? So it's not like
no.
It's not all or nothing. It's not all or nothing. You're not either in a monogamous relationship or a one night stand. There are relations. Well, I know personally there are relationships in between that.
Yeah.
Where you're with somebody.
I've really not had. But because
you were married for a long time.
I dated for a while and got it all out of my system. I was married to one woman for 25 years. You know, she passed away. Now I met another nice lady, been with her 2 years. Really not had a lot of chances, but I'll tell you, back in the days of my polyester shirts and my disco hairspray.
Right.
And my Camaro Z28. Man, be working a chick on the hotline all night long.
You're talking about one-night stands, and I'm telling you that there are relationships in between the one-night stand and the, you know, the lifelong commitment.
Yeah, a whole range.
You see that, and those, that's a little delicate, too.
But hold on. I guess the point I was trying to make is even when you are happy in a monogamous relationship, once that cap is open, there's a part of you that's still...
What's in the fridge?
Yeah. Thank you, Buzz. What's on TV?
Right.
You know.
Oh, yeah. All guys are like that.
It changes from... if she's a one-night stand, when the cap comes off the bottle, you go, oh, God, I got to spend the night in this rat hole.
I'm out of here.
And now when the bottle comes off the cap, it's like, oh, is Law and Order on?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
All guys are like that.
Sure.
But if you are just banging some skank, I mean, my God, have we not all been there?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I believe we have.
I've been dozens of times. I can tell you.
But I'm saying that
really dicey situations.
And it's not all or nothing, though. It's because what you're saying is you're talking about.
Me. I'm a romantic, Mike.
No, you're talking about. I've dated probably more than you guys because I've been, you know, single
longer. That's,
you know,
that's a fair
I mean, I've had marriages that have failed, and I've been out there a little bit. And during the time you're out there, what I'm saying is it's not a series of exclusively one night stands. Occasionally you'll meet someone and this person is not necessarily the person that you believe in your heart of hearts is for you, but it's a convenient relationship.
I
guess they call it like a booty call or something like that.
I understand what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
it's not all one night. It was more of that type of thing than it was, you know, the one night stand.
Because my limited relationship was, let me see, I got into radio when I was 14, full-time when I was 15. Mm-hmm. Started getting laid then,
right?
A lot. Then I was married for like 6 months, but then when I was 21, I got married. So you're talking about
Your adult life.
So right.
Let me tell you something. Being out there is not fun.
So I don't know about it. My perspective is from my limited time.
Being out there today is also much easier than it was.
That's what
when I was out there, based on this little thing we have called the internet. Uh-huh. I know guys that have honed it and refined it.
Yep.
And are enjoying their life without any strings attached. And we're not talking about hookers or anything like that.
Nope.
We are talking about people
that
hook up online, and it happens now all the time.
I know, industry leaders who've met their wives online.
It can happen. Love can be found anywhere.
You never know. You never know.
Hey, listen, don't ask me.
Right.
Anna, go to Black Rock. They'll tell you. eHarmony works. Anywho, you know, that's what it's like when you're a guy.
Yeah,
it is true. Exactly. And, even in the in loving relationships, as we are all fortunate enough to be in now.
Yeah. You know. But if we get back to just my fixation on Britney Spears.
Britney.
You're just looking for the one-night stand with Britney.
That's what it would be.
Are you sure it's a one-night stand, though?
Oh, no. It is simply a one-time. It might be even a Forrest Gump exchange.
Really?
Yeah,
you'd land the plane a little ahead of the runway.
Take off that dirty undershirt. Okay, that's
it. I'm done.
Bye bye.
So the lifestyle wouldn't appeal to you at all. You wouldn't want to be surrounded by the cars and the riches and the clubs and the hotels.
She's a pig that lives in a trailer.
But she's actually a pig that might enjoy her lifestyle. I bet she likes to watch the television.
Yeah, but she's dirty and there's got to be like food wrappers and tampons around.
What if there was a few days?
The hell do you want a one night stand with her then for?
Because she's hot.
What if there was a few days when he was?
I know that makes no sense.
When he was courting Britney and we got to see Don on TMZ. see. See going Don, into like nightclubs like Rain.
Going into drugstores looking for early pregnancy tests.
I think that'd be fun. It would be part of the merry dance, the courtship.
Oh, that's a mess. You know, that's like getting stuck in a maze. Really, that is.
You could really Svengali her though. You could say, you know, you could give her that whole spiel on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna tell you what this is all about. What people are trying to do to you. This is what people are looking for.
Join Donitology.
Listen to me, Brittany. Only this now. Take off that shirt.
Are you wearing a turban when you're doing this?
Yes, Jackson.
And nothing else.
What do you think, Jackson? What do you think?
Of course, he's wearing two turbans, bud.
I would, you know, while you've always talked about Britney Spears, I would like to counsel Jessica Simpson on her bad relationship with Tony Romo.
Maybe you could help her get that hook out of her mouth that some bash fisherman put in there.
See, you don't think she's one of the big mouth people.
Oh, she is.
Oh, yeah.
I'd take Jessica Simpson over Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Well, so would I. I mean, seriously, so would I, of course.
But you make a comment about her mouth.
What was against Britney
You've
Spears?
Always hated some of these beautiful women because you think that they have ridiculously large mouths.
Comically oversized.
She does, like a big fish.
Your Lady Meredith Vieira has an enormous mouth.
No.
She does not. She has a
her mouth is perfect.
Wait a minute.
No.
This is a fact. This is something you could get a photograph and we could verify it.
You can. Meredith Vieira has a tiny, petite, very feminine mouth.
It's a perfect mouth.
You guys are cracking me.
I doubt that Meredith's mouth is big enough for the job. The job at hand.
Oh, come on now. You know she's done that job.
Oh, sure. But she's only had to do it you know,
with him.
Well, he probably wasn't always like that, right?
I think so. You know, she has to eat all her food through a straw.
It's Meredith, true. Because
that's small.
Her mouth is because
small.
Your mouth is so tiny.
Tiny. Teeny.
Meredith Vieira, come on, get over it, Mike. She's hot.
Uh-huh. I just thought I'd splash some cold water on the subject.
No, she's hot.
Impossible.
Hot as
perfectly
balls.
Hot.
Hot as 50-year-old
You
balls.
Could bathe her.
No need. She's sweet-smelling.
Do it just for the sport of it.
You know, her daisy really smells like a daisy.
It
Meredith,
does.
Meredith Vieira.
I'm going to throw up.
Britney's daisy is...
Exactly.
Yeah, Britney's daisy makes me want to throw up, too.
Stinky.
Hello, like a Don. Rotten potato.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, dude. You have to marry Britney Spears for at least a month so you can take half her money from her. Just put up with her for...
I don't want her money. I just want one sexual experience with her. One.
See,
random...
you're in the door right there with that attitude. Uh-huh. I don't want her money.
I don't.
She get turned on by that.
I love that.
You're rich. It's easy for you.
I don't care. I don't have anything. I just want a banger.
So
maybe not even banger.
An animal thing.
You know, I would definitely use the Catholic method if it came to that.
Well, then get that. What I would do, seriously, is roll tape.
I would not wear rubber, though. That's smart. I wouldn't.
That's
I would,
stupid.
I would pull out.
Doesn't matter.
You'd already have
it's not
the
about
disease.
Pulling out. It's not about pregnancy. Think about Federline cooties. Well, worse than that, I'd double bag it.
What about Jughead?
Oh, that's right. That guy from Mississippi.
Keep tearing her down, boys. I'm telling you.
And who's the new guy? Adnan, you know,
paparazzi.
Adnan paparazzi.
Right.
Uh-huh. Adnan Osama. Hey,
I'm in her corner. I'm always in her corner.
You wear a condom. wear a special reinforced
like
double strength sanitized condom.
Or a body condom.
Wear a body condom.
A condom made of foil is really what you need. You can't even, rubber won't even do it.
What if you wanted foot sex from her? Then it would look like it would look like your thing had been run through a Texaco restroom.
I think a lot of skin would get sloughed off.
Oh God! That's
from
gross.
One side or the other.
From which side?
Exactly.
You know what? I gotta. If it meant that I could get laid, I would probably scrape the.
You know what sucks?
I would
though?
Scrape the dead skin off her feet.
You know what sucks? You're talking about Britney Spears right now, but all these women that are the darlings of the paparazzi, that are on the covers of these, you know, internet sites every day. You've got Lindsay Lohan, who I think is eh.
Right.
Britney Spears, eh. Paris Hilton, eh. You got these three women.
Kardashian.
You know, they're really not that. Kim Kardashian, another one.
Big ass.
Not all, you know.
No, not
yes,
all that.
Yes, they're painted up and they look kind of hot sometimes, but by and large,
unwashed.
They're not turbo hot.
And
Nicole Richie, neither.
Right.
None of them.
Plus, she just squeezed out that cokehead baby.
Yeah, Joel Madden's baby.
They're marginal women.
You know, her baby came right out going, hey, mama, where's the pipe?
The baby already is.
Mommy, how come I only weigh 1 ounce?
The baby is a week old and can already roll up a $20 bill.
Coke baby.
Hello, it's me you're looking for.
You little coke
mommy,
baby.
Mommy.
Little coke baby, 1 ounce.
I want a nurse. There's nothing coming out.
The baby weighed in at the same amount as a small bowl of shrimp.
Oh,
The Coke baby's asleep in a teacup.
Oh, what I'm feeling when I'm dancing on your ceiling.
Very skinny arms.
Your stomach.
The baby resembles a praying mantis.
I'm a stick figure, Mom.
Who's mommy's little Coke baby?
Meanwhile, she's out partying again.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Hey, Elizabeth Hasselbeck lost her baby weight pretty soon after the baby. She's back to being scrawny again.
Really?
Is she really?
Yeah, because they were talking about weight today with Tyra Banks on that show. And I noticed just how thin after the baby Elizabeth Hasselbeck is.
How's Whoopi looking?
Whoopi, man.
Hot as always.
Whoopi's thick. Like me the Whoopi. I like Whoopi a lot. You know what? Whoopi gives me comfort. I hear Whoopi's voice and I feel comfortable.
Yeah, there's a cheese factor there, too.
Oh, sure.
There's a cheese factor, but Whoopi's the kind of broad that I'd love to go out and have a few
just
beers
hang out
with.
Yeah, sure.
Because she's just got that, you know, we'll be back with more hot topics.
She was. She mentioned when they came back from their Christmas break that she went 7 days without showering.
Oh, we had that time. Right.
Lovely.
So think about that.
Wow.
Whoopi.
Wow.
Whoopi and her cat. Her Coke cat.
And who's the other... Who's the other fat chick that's on there? The other black lady that's on the show. What's her? I forgot what her name
Robin
is.
Robin Quivers.
Let's say that.
It's Monique.
Monique?
No, it's not.
It's Julie Wright.
Hey, that's my lady. Don't you be talking about my lady that way.
I'm sorry, the late Susan Kidd.
How did she die again?
Ham sandwich.
I thought so.
Very it's sad. Like Mama.
Very sad.
Like Cass.
Too soon.
It was too soon.
More hot topics.
Mama Cass Kid.
I don't know.
K-I-double-D.
I think really because of Whoopi's personality in a pinch.
Mama Kid.
I'd do her.
I wouldn't. I think Whoopi's dirty.
I'll give you a maybe on that.
I wouldn't. Plus, remember, if we're going to talk about who's been there, let's just start with that idiot Ted Danson.
Better than K-Fed.
Uh-huh.
Lots of Langella in
Frank,
there as
Frank
well.
Langella.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you
just
Rob.
Might have kicked it over Frank Langella.
Yeah, Frank Langella lived in there for a long time.
She is full of Frank Langella.
Is she still banging him?
No.
I don't think she bangs anyone from that side anymore.
Oh, really? Is she gone to the other side,
I
the other team?
So. Yeah.
There's some lucky Easter feaster out there.
All right. Whoopi's in the life.
I think so.
It's okay.
You can cure it?
I don't feel that strong. I'm just saying Whoopi gives me a comfort factor, like as just kind of a cool person to
be
around.
She is cool. Mm-hmm. She is cool.
Strong-minded woman. I'd like to be babied by Whoopi.
I imagine Coke there's babied? Seriously, there's some BO there.
Well, there probably is some BO there, especially if you go 7 days, like she said on TV.
No, I'm talking about just after an hour of TV. Whoopi Goldberg, even in the movie Ghost, she always looked to me like she had BO.
Yeah, but I bet if you walked into Britney Spears' house, you'd open that door and there'd be like bad chicken. Like a chicken carcass that had been left for 6 days.
You know what you could do?
Incidentally, has been done upstairs, and I don't know where it's coming from, but it's the rotted food.
Joe.
I think they empty the trash tomorrow, so we should be in good shape.
Tomorrow.
Do they do it upstairs is the question.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, okay.
Hope so.
Well, you could go visit Whoopi. Whoopi.
Whoopi.
You can go visit Whoopi Goldberg, and you could powder her.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Sure.
Mike, you could just spend an whole evening powdering her.
A little towel.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
No, you don't understand. I'd like her to do that to me.
How about each other?
Just a bowl of talc.
And it's not the like purely sexual thing. It's more like a maternal thing. I'd like her to mother me.
Are you in a diaper?
No. You're making it sexual. I'm saying this is more emotional than anything.
Diaper
Whoopi,
Bear Club.
Whoopi's just kind of a comforting voice. I like her on The View. I like her a lot. Leave it at that. I like
would
her
you
on
like
the
her
view.
To bring her to your bring you to her breast?
Not in a like mouth open way. I would like it perhaps though to put my shoulder on her breast and have her give me a hug and just say, you know, there. It's all right, baby. It's going to be all right with more hot topics. You know, you're going to be okay there, baby.
She stands alone there, Mike.
But just in a real, like, kind of older sisterly way.
I don't think you'd want to nuzzle her if you got a whiff of that hair. I think that hair is
right.
Probably
I get
not.
It.
Okay.
I get it, Mike. I get it.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Now, Meredith Vieira's hair.
That's some sweet hair.
That's the best.
That's hair that's probably washed twice a day.
Smells like a field full of poppies.
Mm-mm. Boy, oh boy. Get on that bandwagon, Mike.
Impossible.
Come on, get on
there's
get
room.
Impossible. That's like a shower.
Get
that's
on
a cold shower.
For get
me,
on Planet Vieira. Hold on. Here we go. Seriously.
Not
Mike
that
Vieira.
I don't think she's a good broadcaster. I think she's a very good broadcaster.
Who would you do? Whoopi Goldberg or Meredith Vieira?
Meredith Vieira.
Thank you.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Would you rather have Whoopi powder you?
I like Whoopi better than Meredith Vieira. I like Whoopi's personality. I like the fact that she's kind of strong and she's in control.
Meredith is very
strong. I'd seek her counsel.
That's exactly what I don't like.
I would seek out Whoopi's counsel. I would like, because I like Whoopi as a person.
I'm looking for a weak woman. Wants to be dominated. No,
well, see, this is sex.
No thought of her own in her mind.
Sex, sex, sex. It's getting back to sexual.
I want her mind to be a blank screen.
No upper body strength.
That's got to be a given, Rob.
Weak arms. Talking about weak arms. Sean Young looks like she still has the weak arms in that picture you showed me.
Don't underestimate
her. That camera phone picture? That was a great help, Rob.
She's scrappy.
One call, we got to move on. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How's it going?
Very well, my friend.
I just want to say, if Brittany gets any fatter, you could roll her in flour and have some fun.
Yeah, ha-ha. You'd be saying that, too, until your elevator went to the top floor with her.
Right. And remember, we are seeing photographs and videotapes of Brittany. We're not seeing Brittany up close and personal.
If you had the chance, I'm talking you out there listening to it right now, looking at the radio, if you had the chance to go to the elevator to the top floor with Brittany Spears, you would do it. And you'd be just like me. When you were done, you would look and you go, ah!
What have I done?
What was I thinking? Why did I risk my entire life, not to mention my sexual future?
Yeah, but see, you know that going in. You know that already. You know that the gratification would not be worth it. As a matter of fact, it might be the opposite.
I believe it would, Mike.
You think it would be good?
I think.
The experience would be good?
I believe the 20 seconds leading up to liftoff could make years of working the mines worth it. And that's the thing. That's a weird thing about being a guy. Because for the 20 seconds while it's about to happen, oh, and worth it. So worth it, everything I did. Then it happens, and right away, it's like someone turned a switch on.
You go,
well, all right, screw all that stuff about carrying her bags upstairs.
You say it would be worth it. Do you think she'd be any good? She'd certainly have knowledge.
Yeah.
She certainly likes, me like sex. She certainly likes it. I think she'd be just like she is in real life. She'd be very selfish.
A little sloppy.
That's not what she Jughead wouldn't be. Said.
What's that?
Jughead, that guy Jason Alexander.
Jughead.
He said she was very wild, very active.
Right? Well, yeah, that's back also, a while back.
You know, really, all I really need, Mike, is, just a hand.
Perhaps an amputation, but send it to you in a box.
Would you want her to pretty herself up, though, a little bit?
Yeah.
Clean. Just to get the job done? I mean, those things where she goes out to the drugstore and she's got the bad hair extensions?
From the waist up. She could take an Elvis bath. You know what I mean? She could shave her armpits.
Now you're really grossing me out.
Shave her armpits, throw on some Chanel number five.
So forget anything south of the border down Mexico way.
No,
anything down there.
You know me. I'm all about the TF.
Well, if you're not going to go there, then that's fine.
That's what I'm saying. And as soon as that happened.
But then, when you smell that bad chicken. that still would affect you after a while. Whoa, what's going on there?
You know? I agree.
Yeah.
It'd be like a refrigerator full of bad food. I'm pretty sure those would be like the
same temperature, smell.
Take off Britney Spears' button fly jeans.
And you said, why? Why is it so cold down there? And she'd like be going, I ain't got any time.
Y'all?
Y'all want a sandwich?
Or she'd be using her English accent.
Possibly.
Her schizo English accent.
I've got some bologna in my pants.
Yeah, she point you in that direction and go, is this too big down here? This too big?
Oh, what a skank.
What do you think, y'all? I'm thinking about having some work done down there already. I bet she needs it.
Kind of a work
I seriously, I bet she needs it.
I hope you feel good about yourself, Mr. Man. Here you are running down this poor, defenseless woman who's just years older than your old daughter, who I pray for, incidentally, with that walking pneumonia that you gave her at the bacteria park.
Update, she is doing much better today. She's doing much better today.
Wonderful.
Glad to hear that.
All I was doing was trying to give them a nice experience on a 3-day weekend, and, unfortunately, it resulted in near death. Very scary.
Well, I'm glad everything's
not
fine.
Really near death, but that's awful sick for a kid. You mentioned it yesterday.
Very sick. Very sick. Yes. Yes.
Glad to hear she's feeling better.
Yeah, we don't have any. Of course, I have to tell you, there is no direct evidence that that's where it came from. But I think if you were how could you prove it? That's what they told me.
Right.
That's what they told me when I called them today, threatening legal action.
How could you prove it? You brought your kids to an indoor water park,
right.
In 20-degree weather, and a week later, your daughter has walking pneumonia. How can you blame us, Mike? How can you blame us at Bacteria Park?
I should have known when the lifeguard was making a sound that It was something like this. Oh, oh. The boy, that sounds rough. And the guy, like, turned around with these big bags under his eyes and said, well, it's kind of tough working in here.
Well, I just hope that there wasn't a moment when one of your beautiful daughters maybe needed a towel coming out of the pool, and Dad was in there because Dad was too busy upstairs sharding himself.
Thanks for bringing that up. I appreciate that. Always comes around full circle, doesn't it?
That's the only story you told.
No, they were not. They were never in the water park when I was not around them. No, you know, they have big signs that say that. Don't ignore them. You know.
Oh, your kids, they have big signs.
Yeah, they didn't play in the water park when Daddy wasn't around.
For the dumbest of parents, you know, don't leave your kids here and just go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's like this, you know, thousands of square feet of water park, and not the best idea for the parents to go back to the room. But as far as the little game where they run down the hallways, that, you know, hours at a time.
Knock yourself out.
Hours at a time while I was dealing with my incontinence. It was big fun. We'll be going back soon.
One call. Oh, and I know that we've not talked about the State of the Union address at all, have we?
No. The Onion.
That exciting show the other night. I love that show. I hope that show comes back on again. Hi, Don and Mike. Hello.
It's going to come on. It's just going to have a different
lead. Hey, there, Don and Mike.
Hey, there you are.
Hi there. What's happening?
Hi.
Hey, Don and Mike. Hey, you know, we're talking about Whoopi Goldberg earlier. I don't know about you, but I use Whoopi Goldberg's face as a visual sometimes when I'm think I'm getting a little bit too excited with my lady friend. And I use that as a visual, and that calms me down and makes me last a little bit longer.
So you use it like baseball.
That? Yeah. That's what guys used to always think, right? Think about baseball. Think about Reggie Jackson. Think about the bottom of the ninth.
I'm thinking there are many other women I could use besides Whoopi for that.
Oh, please.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, lots of women.
On that list, she's way down, my friend. Yeah, she's way down.
I'm trying to, you know, go through the Rolodex and see who I would really, really want to use.
People from real life.
What about Beth Ann McBride?
Oh, no. She's at the top of the list.
And besides, she's right in front of you.
She's right there. That goth chick from American Idol.
It's not in my show.
It's pretty.
Now, there's so many women that look like that, too.
She had some big jugs, though.
Oh, God! Damn!
Excuse me.
Wow!
You know, I'm just Mr. Antiques Roadshow here as far as it comes to women.
All right.
Show me the woman. I don't care how flawed she is. I'll find something redeeming with her. And she kind of had the crazy nipples. Did you know she had the nipples? You know, we used to work with a lady at the other radio station. I swear to God, Jackson,
What do you think, Jackson?
She had one nipple that went this way.
Yep.
One nipple that went like 11 o'clock, and one nipple that went like 3 o'clock.
Hey, make you dizzy. Make you totally dizzy looking at those things.
That's how that girl was last night, that goth girl.
Boy, oh boy, that goth girl. I could smell her through the TV.
She's gross. She'd be the one.
And she had what so many of the land of the big people have, and I'm a big person too, but those tiny, you know, how can you get that big with those tiny little brontosaurus teeth? Those tiny little chiclet teeth. She is with that enormous head, a head the size of a football field, and then she opens her mouth and you see these little tiny bud teeth.
I have a theory on that.
What's
they're
that?
Not small, they're just worn down from years of eating.
Or are they small relative to the size of the rest of her head?
Yep, you know, if she lost weight, the teeth would stay the same size.
You know, a lot of times you see someone big like that. Mike, did you ever meet that, or Buzz, either one of you, meet the radio guy Nick Bazoo?
No.
He worked in New Orleans for a while.
I think I did at a convention, at a Poe convention.
I'm pretty sure you did, Mike. And here was this cat's claim to fame. He was literally 400 pounds. Ooh. I'm not kidding.
And he wore suits all the time, right?
Wow. Yes, he did. And when he would take off his suit, he would have on a short sleeve button-down shirt.
Sure.
And this guy had arms that looked like little T-Rex arms that came out I'm fat, okay? So if I'm saying that this guy's fat, this guy is major league fat.
T-Rex arms. They look like T-Rex arms because of the girth that he had.
And the shirts that he would wear would be like 6X, yet his arms would look like little spindles of wood coming out. Like, I am Nick Bazoo.
That's because the way his body was conformed, the short sleeve shirt would literally go down to almost his wrist.
Wow.
Underneath, it would definitely go underneath his elbow.
Wow. Those are little arms.
Little T-Rex arms. But the arms look tiny because of the girth.
I understand.
And the poor bastard was the program director, and one year we had the Ramblin' Raft Race in Pittsburgh, and all the DJs are there in shorts and cutoffs, and Nick Bazoo was there, and he had on a pair of shorts.
Oh, no.
I don't know where, like something Rodney Dangerfield threw up out of Caddyshack.
Did they drag along the ground?
No, but the shirt really magnified the fact when you didn't see him in his business attire. Uh-huh. It was like everybody said, oh, my God, did you see Nick's arms? Did
you finally see little that? Tiny hands.
Entire
and if this was TV, you're doing the whole T-Rex thing. Same kind of arms that Rachel Ray has, little T-Rex arms.
Yes, that's right.
But she's a tiny woman, so yeah, they almost appear to be long.
It's all right.
He was a big, gigantic
he was, T-Rex arms.
He was a friend of Buddy Scott's.
I'm not surprised.
As a matter of fact.
Who was another member of the Big Man.
He was a large man, and still is, I suppose.
And Mike, let's see how good your memory is.
Okay.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
For, I don't know what's important to you, Mike, for a free meal at your restaurant, can you tell us Buddy Scott's given middle name?
Boy.
Winner.
Winner.
All righty. I want someone to bring this man hash right now. Bring him a plate of hash.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Corned beef hash.
No, yes. No.
Don't the think we kind. Sell it. Yeah, that's right, hash.
Guy's name is Buddy.
Buddy his, Boy Scott.
His middle name is Boy.
That's creative parenting right there.
That's true.
Buddy Boy. Mm-hmm. One time we were at his house and he actually pulled out his birth certificate. Buddy Scott was another one of the guys that had big, gigantic bodies, and his T-Rex arms were not as bad as Nick Bazoo's.
True. Oh, right? True.
He had almost fairly normal-sized arms for a fat
actually,
guy.
I believe he's lost a lot of weight, or some weight, at least, in recent years.
Did you get any real intel on that, or?
Well, I saw him just a couple of years ago at a reunion, and I believe he was a little thinner than I had remembered him before. But on the subject of his name, he actually named his son after himself, Junior, so his son is Buddy Boy Junior.
That's right.
So the Buddy is legitimately on a birth certificate.
That's his real first name. Boy is his real second name.
His last name is Kinzer.
Mm-hmm.
Buddy Boy.
That's right. And his son, Buddy Boy Junior.
Is his son? I guess
I've
never seen the son.
Never met the son in person. He used to just tape.
And if you're standing near Buddy, you don't see the son either.
Right.
That was funny. I heard what you just said, Bruce, that he used to just tape.
Yeah. Yeah, Buddy didn't like to get up in the morning. He'd have his sons or his children record the morning show so he could critique the disc jockeys later.
And in my case, when I did the morning show, it'd be so he could count the records.
That's right.
So he would, boy, see, there's one thing about program directors. They were always, I thought, you know, a lot of guys that got up early in the morning. Mm. But he was did not have that work ethic.
Yeah, some days he'd sleep in a little, have the kids do it.
And he would not arrive to the radio station until like 10:30 in the morning. A lot of times, we would get a call. Yeah. We would get a call. Right. You got to wait after the show for Buddy to show up for work.
That's right.
Because
that's
he refused to drive with rush hour traffic, and he also refused to get up early in the morning so he would have his kid tape the show. And on the way in, he would listen like and just would count records.
Wow.
Because we had to play what, 8 records an hour back then,
at least.
Something
yeah,
like
right.
He'd count records,
hot hits.
Sure. That's it. And don't you do an impression of him?
I used to, yeah.
Come on, Buzz.
No,
come
to.
On, Buzz.
No, no, because I'll be honest with you. You do not understand radio. You do not appreciate the artist. You're insulting the audience. You're going way over their head. You're overshooting. You're overshooting the audience.
It's 11 o'clock.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hey, no. What happened to our tape?
What happened?
A second. Oh, this is the time he actually did a jock shift.
Scott with Chicago's hot music on V96.
There he is.
Chicago. 800-pound program director.
You're listening to nothing but the hits on B96.
This type of break, no talking.
Jukebox radio.
This is Buddy Scott for Dave Robbins. Chicago weather is going to be sunny and warm. High today, 85. Fair and mild with a low tonight at 62 at O'Hare at 74. Downtown, 68. With Huey Lewis in the news in the heart of rock and roll on B96.
And I know the audio is awful because the tape is from like 1984, but you can actually hear in the clear recording
the breathing.
and Buzz, you remember we ran just an S load of reverb.
A lot of processing. Sure.
So every time Buddy would, especially over a record like that, that had a low intro, it would be.
Do you remember his favorite snack by any chance?
I know he loved Tab.
And moon pies. Tab and moon pies.
Because when you're having your diet soda.
That's right.
Wash the moon pies down.
I'll tell you one thing about that cat, though, Buzz. And you will back me up.
I'm
he
sure.
loved a good Friday party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You would go to his office. He had, I swear to God, a disco ball.
Mm-hmm.
And he had
mood lighting.
He had a little bar
right.
in his office. And Friday at 5 o'clock, occasionally when we did the morning show,
right.
we would come back into the city on Friday afternoon just to go to Buddy Boy's party.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, he was a real dick as a program director, but as a guy who wanted to kick back and party, he was actually a very decent guy.
So he lived kind of a laid-back lifestyle.
Apparently so, more so than anyone realized.
And just so fat. I mean, just Yoda. I mean, not,
hold on, not, Jabba?
Yeah, Jabba the Hutt fat. Uh-huh. I mean, really, folds. And folds of fat. Fat before fat was cool.
That's right.
Fat before fat
before was
cool.
Yeah.
Not you know cool like it is now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right, Mike. Yeah,
absolutely.
You and me.
We made it cool.
You can win $96 cash just for listening to the Noon Countdown.
There's
today, write down songs number 5, number 3, and number 1 during the Noon Countdown. Then when we ask, be the ninth caller at 591-7296. Hey, don't forget, you can call in and vote for your favorite song right now. 591-7296. That is my telephone number to get something on the radio. All you
got to
do is speed up and give me a call right now. Bruce Springsteen on
B96. Hey, you're
clear
something
there.
You suck, buddy.
Hey, you know, and he sounds like every program director I've ever heard do a radio show.
Really?
Just as much as a robot as you could possibly be.
Uh-huh. He did the format the way he wanted it done.
Yeah, you noticed there. I mean, starting and ending every sentence, every intro with the call letters at the beginning and the end of
right.
his rap.
Yep.
B96.
Right.
B96, Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark. This is Buddy Scott. It's 11:21. Every time
I have... There's a good
break. Hey, Buzz, do you remember this, though? The 5-second rule?
Oh, yeah. If you can't say it in 5 seconds, it isn't worth saying.
And he had the 5-second, and he just did it himself,
uh-huh.
the 5-second rule right. into a stop set.
Right.
Wow.
Buddy would seriously, uh-huh. if you were a format jock, not uh-huh. lucky enough to be doing the morning show.
Right.
If you talked for more than 5 seconds coming out of a record, going into commercials, he would call, and seriously, he would give you the red ass.
Oh, my God.
He would say, if you can't say it in 5 seconds, it's not important.
Mm-hmm.
I want there to be nothing between the music and commercials.
That, right. So he's all a typical guy.
Right.
Typical CHR program.
Very much so.
Right.
And
okay.
he was huge fat.
I heard when you pointed out the breathing, I heard the breathing a little bit.
Yeah, here's a little bit.
96.
Oh, good. Hear him do the weather.
Boy, we got another good-looking day out there. Sunny and warm today with a high of 85. Fair and mild tonight, low 62. And O'Hare at 74. Downtown, it's 68.
Hey, douchebag, you're supposed to keep talking.
He was done.
I mean,
now,
really.
Why was he doing a shift? Was somebody out sick or
yeah,
something?
Yeah.
Rockin' and, Dave Robbins.
And the only reason that we have the tape is Buddy would never go on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And one day the midday guy was sick, and the only guy they had to put on the air was Buddy.
And
he was terrified. That's why we have the tape.
He was terrified.
Well, because he knew the last thing that he would want was he had a staff of disc jockeys.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, Buzz, wouldn't you agree at BBM, we all got along together.
Yeah, it was a good crew.
Part of the reason we all got along was that we were united, not in our hatred of Buddy Scott,
mm-hmm.
but in our hatred of just how he ran a radio station.
Right.
Kind of unified by that. It's not that he was a dick. It's that he had these ridiculous rules with lights going off
mm-hmm.
when you couldn't talk. And, like, you got to say WBBM. No, hold on. You got to say B96. No, hold on. You got to say B96 WBBM. I mean, he would come up with these things.
Rules just to pulling them out of thin air.
Yeah.
Rules to make a very wonderful, easy spirit, left brain job, very difficult.
It seemed that way, yeah.
And he would just, hold on, we got a record? What is in here? We got a record in here? Hey, Robbie, just give me any record.
Sure.
His whole
so he'd load you down, all you guys are loaded down with as many rules as possible.
Yeah, and it was always call letters first,
mm-hmm.
call letters last.
Right.
Okay, beautiful. You got it in there? Here's a perfect Buddy Scott break. And
an example.
B96. Much more music on B96. You would do that, and he would call you up and say, that's great.
That's his perfect
Would he call people and really and give them a head thumbs up for that?
Yeah. I don't know. Would he? Yeah.
Yes, he did with me. Yeah. But I would follow the rules. And now coming out of the record, here's what he wanted. Here's the 5-second rule. WBBM-FM. No doubt. On B96.
Perfect.
Into the commercial.
Perfect.
That's what he wanted.
In his world. In the morning.
Perfect.
Yeah. Well, for a while in the morning, yeah.
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 For right. a while.
Jesus.
It was tight even then.
That's scary.
So you got
Most program directors, a lot of times, failed disc jockeys, yes. didn't want to see the disc jockeys flourish.
And that day that he was on the air, we were all sitting in his office laughing as he's trying to follow his own format and finding out how ridiculous you sound if you actually just did, as he indicated we all should do.
The rules. 96.
Don't forget, you can win cash just for listening to the Noon Countdown today. Write down songs number 5, number 3, and number 1. Then, we'll get it right in a minute. After you write down songs number 5, 3, and 1 of the Noon Countdown,
you had to love this.
We ask you to call. You'll be the ninth caller at 591-7296. Repeat them back to us, and you're going to win $96 from B96.
If you're a listener, did you understand any of that?
No.
Listen for these songs, then call me back, and I'm Buddy Scott. And
you're listening to nothing but the hits on B96.
He's not going to talk now.
BMFM, Sister Christian.
Oh, yes.
Night Ranger. This is Buddy Scott for Dave Robbins. It's 11:37 on B96.
5-second rule.
He loved the B96 twice.
Uh-huh. Open and close.
Well, it is definitely going to be a very nice day today. Sunny and warm with a high today of 85. Fair and mild tonight. Low tonight, 62. At O'Hare, it's 74. Downtown, it's 68.
Talk it up, ass.
96 music.
Jerk off.
Whoa, this little hatred there.
There's a part of me. I mean, you have, I love Top 40 Radio, Mike.
Right, right.
And you have a pretty decent jingle bed. 12 seconds. Mm-hmm. Would it kill you to say, now at O'Hare it's 47, along the lakefront it's 47, at B96, just so it hits in time?
So it hits the post.
Fill it out.
With him it would be like, Windy City weather, and he would just go, well, nice and sunny and nice and sunny, and then it would be like, bow, 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 bow.
Because he's afraid the last thing...
B96.
The last thing he wants to do is step on the vocal.
Right. Yes.
So that's what he's afraid of. That's what he is thinking you guys are listening for him to do, and that's why he made sure that wasn't going to happen.
You are correct, sir.
B96. This is Buddy Scott in for Dave Robbins. Don't forget, call in, vote for your favorite song right now at 591-7296. And then be listening for the noon.
Hear him breathing?
Yes. Matter of fact, we're going to give somebody $96 just for listening to the Noon Countdown. Write down songs number 5, number 3, and number 1.
What?
Then when we ask, you'll be the ninth caller. 591-7296, repeat them back. And you're going to win. I'll be 96.
Oh, yeah, so I understand. And why did these guys always want to make, even for the listeners, the contest as complicated as possible?
Convoluted, Jack.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's where I met and first heard Don Geronimo, was at that radio station under that man's tutelage.
You know what? A great example, and you worked at WYRE, a little radio station down in Annapolis, sure. where I worked also, and I still remember it because this is what we had to say after the weather.
What?
Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are an official presentation of the Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association Station.
Yeah.
And I probably messed it up. I probably messed up it. Your AccuWeather and Tide timetable is brought to you exclusively by your Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association Station.
Wow.
Ooh, voice of the Bay, WYRE.
You know what Harvey did down at WYRE?
Reservation.
This is what Harvey did. This is another little program director mine that Harvey had at the time.
Right.
This is Jack Diamond. Jack Diamond, you're listening to the 1981 Station of the Year. You know why he was able to say that?
Why?
He said because we were 81 WYRE. So the 1981 Station of the Year. That's why we were 81 WYRE.
Hey, thank you.
Voice of the Bay. Yep. I mean, it was. But think of that. You have to say, you can't just give the weather forecast. It's going to be very cold today. It's going to be cloudy with a chance of flurries. No, your AccuWeather and Tide timetable are brought to you by your official Chesapeake Bay Yacht Club's Association Station.
Yeah.
Had to say it every hour.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Program directors collectively, Jackson, mm-hmm. just.
Who do you think, Jackson?
Just a waste of time, Jackson.
They ruined
but
it.
But so great.
I heard the breath. I just heard him breathing just then.
Oh, the tape's all jammed up, I think.
The tape's going belly up on us. Just as well.
Uh-oh. Rob's got a... Uh-oh. Oh, dear.
Hold on. That might be the last time that one ever graces our airwaves.
No more Buddy Scott.
Say it isn't so.
No more Buddy Scott.
It must be saved. It must be saved.
It's 11 o'clock in Chicago. I'm Buddy Scott. 5 seconds left on
B96. Yeah, the list was not as pronounced
Hello, Don,
on the air.
Hello, Don. It's Buddy. I want to tell you something right now. I want to tell you something. You may think that you are Steve Dahl and Larry Lujack, but you do not work at WLS. You work at B96. When you work at B96, we play 8 songs an hour. I am counting.
For my son. Really,
those would be the calls.
So you came right from that into WAVA, too, right?
Yes.
The same old thing. Mm-hmm. That they counted records.
As a matter of fact, when I quit at WBBM, the day that I quit, the station was hit by lightning and was off the air.
That had to make you feel wonderful.
Sign from God, I think it was.
That
I
had
truly
to make
do.
You feel wonderful.
And Buzz, didn't they put out the obligatory
they
thing?
They did. They issued a memo saying Don Geronimo is not to be allowed into the CBS building after this. And, of course, he's still working at CBS. Or is
I had the, because I had the audacity to quit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. The nerve.
And you quit on Buddy.
Yeah, I quit on Buddy
and
Scott.
And he wasn't happy about it.
No.
You can't leave me like this. Why you're the morning show. I said, well, all you do every day is harp on me and yell at me. And, Buzz, you're going to...
Oh, yeah.
Just, every day it was a meeting.
Next, yeah.
I said, I got to get out of this environment. Well, I just can't let you go. I didn't have a contract or anything.
What do you do?
What do you mean you can't? I quit. You can't quit. I'll fire you.
Is that what he said?
That's how it was. Yeah. And then it was, I hope you got everything out of the building you get right now because you're not coming back in this building again.
What he didn't know is I was downstairs or upstairs from there dubbing off every tape and drop-in that Don had collected or had in his collection there at the studio on the big reels, which I gave to him later.
Yeah, oh, wow. Good friend, Buzz, to sneak on all my wacky tapes.
Right.
That was part of his whole
he
thing.
He was trying to pirate that from you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You leave right now. You just leave the clothes on your back. Goodbye. Goodbye. Good luck. Goodbye.
Real angry.
Yeah.
Is he sweating?
And the other thing that was really mad about, he got really mad about, was Buzz and I and Karen Hand.
Right.
The three of us did this morning show. It was no great radio, but we were three people that got along together.
Had fun.
Trying to do something a little different on this station. Mm-hmm. And he called us in one day and he said, I do not like what I am seeing. I said, okay, what's the problem?
What?
You three are forming a clique. We said, excuse me? Every day after the show, the three of you go to the diner across the street.
Hang out together.
After the show, you go in the office, you talk about it. And, like, we're looking at him like, hold on.
We're
working on the show. I want to tell you something. It's a click. I'm not going to have a click in my radio station.
Oh, he was a control freak.
I don't want – I see when you leave the building, there that – you go to the – I know you go to the diner.
It's like a click.
We're looking at him like, who's kidding who?
We're coworkers.
Yeah, we go to the diner. We're not hiding.
No, he didn't like it.
No.
God.
He didn't like it.
Not at all.
He sure didn't mind getting high in the hallways, though, did he?
Well, it was the 80s, Don.
I tell you what, that's really not against... Well, what the hell? Just one won't hurt me.
It's dead.
Oh, no, it's not fixed.
That's sad.
We got a break. Stop trying to revive him, bro.
Dave Robbins, play all of your favorite rock and roll music.
Clear.
From Genesis. Too hard.
That is hanging on by a thread. That is hanging on by a thread.
Hey, I hate when they die.
Just give up on it, Robbie.
I hate when they die.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go.
Let it go. We got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.